Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Friends of Kevin Radio Show. The Friends of Kevin Radio Show helps promote businesses, nonprofits, and artists. If you would like to be a guest on the show, send me an email to kevin@friendsofkevin.com. To learn more about the Friends of Kevin Networking Group and to see a list of upcoming events, visit the website at friendsofkevin.com. So excited today, I got my longtime friend Dave Waldman with us. Dave is a videographer. I'm going to talk a little bit about his businesses today. Dave, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So I want to start with the B2B video solution side of your business. So tell me a little bit about that. What does it do?
Okay, basically, B2B Video Solutions creates all the video you need to help market your small business. And I say small business, I don't call it corporate video, because that's not really what I'm looking for. I'm looking to help those small businesses out that really should be using video but maybe aren't yet.
I like that a lot, Dave, because as you know, no one likes video more than I do. You know, I do videos every day. And to me, It's the best thing you can do because there's competition in the world. You know, there's other people running networking groups. But the more content I can put out there with my picture, my video, with my opinions, my personality, people feel like they know me when they meet me. It's an amazing thing to watch. Like, I've been watching your videos for a year. I love you. You know, it's just sometimes you forget how powerful video is. You must see it all the time, right?
Yeah, I mean, obviously with me, you're preaching to the choir. I believe wholeheartedly in video. One of the things that I offer is what I call the About Us video, which is, you know, we all have an About Us page on our website. You know, it used to be called a commercial or an ad or, you know, a virtual tour or whatever. But, you know, everybody has a website. Everybody has an About Us button on that website. When you click on it, there'll be, you know, some text or a blurb about, you know, your company, maybe how it was founded, a little bit about the owner. But now, what if there's a video there and it's the owner talking to you? You're right. You see the face. You hear the voice. You actually see the establishment. So now, instead of just, you know, come visit our business because, you know, we believe in accept, you know, we give excellent customer service, yada, 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 yada. This way you can actually bring them into your business. With video, you can bring them into your business and show them what it's like to actually be a customer and be visiting you.
I really like that when people do video tours, you know, where they walk you through the place, you know, they show you things. To me, it just, you know, again, it makes me feel like I'm connected to that business versus just, you know, having to go in and read just content and stuff makes kind of good. So let's talk about the other kinds of videos you do. We talked a little bit about us, but how about video testimonials and meeting your team? I really love when people do a video testimonial, especially when they speak from their heart. You know, this is, I use this company and this is the experience I had. To me, it's just so powerful.
You bet. There is this guy, he's one of the marketing gurus out there named Jeffrey Gittimer. And he says in his little red book of selling, when you say it about yourself, it's bragging. When someone else says it about you, it's proof. So he has a whole section on testimonials, and he talks about video testimonials as well. There's a place online. I found one of these places that, like, for $69, you can, you know, send them some information about your company, send them a testimonial, and they'll have it recorded for you on video by a real live actor, a real professional actor. And I read that, and I just went, because I don't use actors. I use real live customers. Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, so I've never done a testimonial for anybody where, you know, we're not, if you see a testimonial that I've shot, it's a real customer talking about business that they have knowledge of. I mean, testimonials, our entire society, everything's based on testimonials now. Google reviews, how many points do you have on Google? Yelp, Angie's List, TripAdvisor, it's all review and testimonial driven now.
Now, how about real estate videos? Can you help people with those? I'm a huge fan of that. I like when someone gets in front of the camera, not behind it, and gives me a tour of the home. You know, I was listening to a podcast when they talked about the advantage of doing this, and the person doing it said, you know, I had somebody call me and put a bid in on the home because they couldn't make the open house. But when I did the tour, they said exactly what I'm looking for and offered a full price offer. That's
right.
pretty powerful.
Thing,
can you help people with videos like that?
Absolutely. It is powerful. You can now shop for houses, at home in the middle of the night in your pajamas. And you can see, and you can narrow it down. You can look and say, right, this is a house that I'm not interested in, or wow, I want to see more about this one. Photos are great. Video just shows more. It shows it better spatially. And with video, you can add music, that kind of matches the kind of the feel of the house and the feel of the neighborhood. You can also add bullet points with information. You can add narration. Typically my clients are real estate agents. They're the ones that hire me for video, real estate video. And they don't all want the narration, but occasionally they'll hire me and it'll be narrated. So you can talk about the points that you don't necessarily see. You can talk about the high-end water heater and the in-ground irrigation system and things that are in the that are features of the house that you may not see in the video.
The other thing I like that you mentioned is Meet Our Team. I really like those types of videos because we all interact with businesses, mine being one of them. Many people have spoken to Cheryl, but not many people have met her. So just, having a video where, you can see the behind-the-scenes people that you've been talking to for years. Because I know in my previous lives working in the bank, there's people you spoke to maybe two or three times a day, but you just never met them. I think that's powerful to be able to put a face to that voice. Makes sense to me.
So years ago, I was actually in the bowling business, and I owned a bowling alley. And we had our automatic scoring system, and it was a it was a computer system, a separate computer system from the one that ran our business. And it was linked to AMF, and I'd have problems with it. Now remember, this is pre-internet, this is pre chatting, this is pre-social media, pre-cell phone, all of that, pre-Skype, definitely pre-Skype. And I'd have to call in periodically, and I'd have problems or I'd have questions about the system. They used to send out a newsletter, once every 6 months, once every 3 months. And one time they sent out the newsletter, and it had a photo of every one of the techs on, or the people working there at the time, on the front of that newsletter. And I kept it so that every time I had to call in, I would call and, say hi. And she'd say, hi, this is Amanda. How can I help you? And then I'd just look for the picture of Amanda. Just so I had that picture and that face that I felt like I was talking to somebody. And that kind of falls right in line with what you're talking about. Now, people, if they've seen a video and they know what Cheryl looks like, at least they can put that face to that voice that they're talking to. So I agree with you. I think it's I think it's very powerful.
Now, Dave, one of the things when we talk about videos is people make the assumption that it's super expensive and small business owners couldn't possibly afford to have a video. So can we talk a little bit about pricing on your services then so people can get an idea of what's involved?
So I am trying the niche that I'm attempting to fill that I want to be is I want to be that person that provides high-quality professional video at an affordable price. I want to provide video for businesses that don't think they can afford it. It won't cost you. If you come to me and you want a 3-minute video and we shoot for an hour or two, it's going to cost you a few $100s, not a few $1,000s. Is it going to be as good as the $6,000 video? It's going to be close. It's not going to look like a car commercial. It's not going to look like a national, and it's not going to look like Lord of the Rings, but it's going to be good quality, high quality, professional video, creative and well shot. Can I do the $6,000 video? I can. And if that's what you wanted, I'll go out and I'll hire a crew and I'll get you, all of the, and I'll bring in the people and I'll come in with a crew and we'll do that and we'll spend your $6,000. But I don't think it's necessary. And there are a lot of people out there, obviously, that couldn't afford that. So that's really what I want to do. I want to bring excellent, very good video. I want to bring very good video for an excellent price.
That works. Dave, it's interesting. Today would be the day we did the show. Earlier today, I was talking to somebody who's involved in a nonprofit, and we talked about the use of videos for nonprofits. I really, really love that idea because I find most of us have our perception of what every nonprofit does. And in some cases, we're totally off or we miss a bunch of their services. So can you help nonprofits get their word out too?
I can help nonprofits get their word out. Absolutely. I do. I'd love to be able to do it for free. I would love to be able to just retire and do, you know, and just do nothing but nonprofit work. But of course, very few of us can do that. But I do want to help out. I do offer a nonprofit rate, which is a reduction on, percentage off. One of the biggest challenges for all nonprofits is getting the word out. Getting the word out about their cause, about their events, and about what they need. So videos are very effective in spreading the word for nonprofit, just like they are for businesses. And I've been fortunate enough to work with a number of nonprofits. I've worked with March of Dimes. Every year, the March of Dimes in New Hampshire has an event, and part of that event is a live auction. And every year they have their March of Dimes family for the year. And what I've done, and we're currently working on this year's, is I'll go and I'll meet the family, I'll interview them, and then I'll put together a video that tells their story. Basically, I'm looking for something to make everybody in the room cry and open up their wallets in the middle of the live auction. So sometimes it's creating a video for the for the nonprofit to use at an event. Other times it's going to the event and actually, you know, videotaping the event so that they can use it possibly to promote future events and such. And I've done that with veterans, a veterans group called Veterans Counts. I've done that for the Crisis Center of Central New Hampshire. And then an organization that's near and dear to my heart is Building on Hope. And I've been with them. I'm actually on their board. And I've been with them now through four projects. What Building on Hope does is every 2 years we find a nonprofit that needs a complete rehab of their facility, basically a complete home makeover. And we come in and we bring together designers and engineers and architects and tradespeople and suppliers, and we put it together. We manage to pull it together. And past projects, we did a Girls Inc. in Manchester. We did Opportunity Networks in Amherst. 2 years ago, it was the Manchester Police Athletic League. And this last project we did was in Concord, was a crisis center. And what I love about my involvement with them is, of course, my job is to tell their story because that's what I do. I bring my video skills. So my job is to tell Building on Hope's story, to tell the story of whatever organization we're working with. So in addition to working with Building on Hope, it gives me an opportunity to meet a new nonprofit and get to know them intimately every 2 years. So it really just gives me that exposure to be able to help more people.
So, Dave, we got about a minute left. Can we just quickly talk about treasured memory videos and then give you contact information?
Yep. So the other side of what I do is treasured memories video, which is the video you would use in your personal life. And that includes video biographies, which is sitting down with grandma and grandpa, turning on the camera and just talking to them for a couple hours. It includes, of course, weddings, bar mitzvahs, other events. Memorial services, which I've had a number of occasions to videotape funerals and memorial services. Also, it's taking all of your old VHS tapes and your old camcorder tapes, maybe old audio cassettes, and digitizing all of that so that you can listen to it again.
Awesome. So, Dave, how can people reach out to you? How can they learn more?
My website is davidwaldman.com, D-A-V-I-D. WALDMAN.com, and my email address is dave@davidwaldman.com. Couldn't be simpler.
Awesome. Dave, really appreciate you taking the time out of day to call into the show, and as always, thanks for being my friend.
Absolutely. Thank you for being my friend.
Have a great day. Bye now.
You too. Bye.